After introducing herself, Mary Jo White, Debevoise and Plimpton for Dr. Sackler. She simply sat and listened, allowing other colleagues to jump in and interrupt Hanley with objections. Her function was not to make noise, but to serve as a holstered gun, silent but visible, by Kath's side. And White and her team had coached their client well. Whatever White might say about the law getting to the essence of things, when your client is in the hot seat in a deposition, the whole point is to avoid the essence. Dr. Sackler, does Purdue bear any responsibility for the opioid crisis? Hanley asked. Objection! One of the lawyers interjected. Objection! Another chimed in.
I don't believe Purdue has a legal responsibility, Kath replied.
That's not what I asked, Hanley pointed out. What I want to know is whether Purdue's conduct was a cause of the opioid epidemic. Objection!
I think it's a very complex set of factors and confluence of different circumstances and societal issues and problems and medical issues and regulatory gaps in different states across the country, she replied. I mean, it's very, very, very complex.
But then Kath Sackler did something surprising. One might suppose, given the dark legacy of OxyContin, that she would distance herself from the drug. As Hanley questioned her, however, she refused to accept the very premise of his inquiry. The Sacklers have nothing to be ashamed of or to apologize for, she maintained, because there's nothing wrong with OxyContin.
It's a very good medicine, and it's a very effective and safe medicine, she said.
Some measure of defensiveness was to be expected from a corporate official being deposed in a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit. But this was something else. This was pride. The truth is, she said, that she, Kath, deserved credit for coming up with the idea for OxyContin. Her accusers were suggesting that OxyContin was the taproot of one of the most deadly public health crises in modern history. And Kath Sackler was outing herself proudly as the taproot of OxyContin. Do you recognize that hundreds of thousands of Americans have become addicted to OxyContin? Hanley asked. Objection, a pair of lawyers blurted. Kath hesitated. Simple question, Hanley said. Yes or no?
I don't know the answer to that, she said.